Last month, after a long and contentious confirmation process, Gina McCarthy became the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Shortly after taking over the EPA, McCarthy was asked to visit the Bristol Bay region to get some firsthand knowledge of the proposed Pebble Mine. McCarthy's visit happened Tuesday. She started the day with meetings with tribal leaders from across the region and then made her way to the Dillingham Middle School gym for a public meeting that the EPA labeled as an open house. Nearly 250 people turned out, and many of them were given a chance to speak. That's exactly what McCarthy said she was hoping for.
I am here not to talk to you, but to listen and to learn. EPA is all about making sound decisions, and the basis of our decisions is always an open public process where we listen to people's concerns and where we follow the science.
The EPA has become a player in the Pebble Mine controversy because of the draft Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which the agency hopes to have finalized later this year. McCarthy noted that the scientific assessment of the Nooshiegak and Quijack River watersheds is intended to inform the EPA's future decision-making about whether or not to impose restrictions on large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region.
I know how important this issue is. I know, and I'm learning more and more about what it means for your culture, what it means for your communities, what you believe it means for future generations and your children and grandchildren. That's important for me to hear and to understand. So right now, I am going to shut up and listen.
Most of those who were given speaking time Tuesday morning were leaders in the region. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby reiterated the city's 2006 stance in opposition to development of the Pebble Mine.
Nothing has changed to convince us that what will happen up in the headwaters of the river that we depend on is going to keep us safe.
The proposed Pebble Mine and many of the other possible large mining developments would be located in the region just north of Lake Iliamna in what many believe are the headwaters of the Nooshiegak and Quijack Rivers, which are two of the most productive salmon rivers on Earth. Many of those given time Tuesday to speak to the EPA administrator were Alaskan Native leaders. Lukey Acklecock Sr. is the president of the Equoc Village Council. Equoc sits on the shores of the Nooshiegak River. Acklecock opposes development of the Pebble Mine and claims the exploration activities are impacting the natural environment near the proposed mine site.
I own a cabin on the Coctulee River that I take my grandchildren and to each year. And I've seen the change of salmon returning over the years since Pebble have increased their drilling during exploring. I have seen less and less salmon in the river over time.
One of the most vocal and well-known opponents of allowing large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay region is Robin Samuelson. He's a commercial fisherman and president of the board of directors of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, which is the local community development quota organization for the coastal areas of Bristol Bay. Samuelson is also a member of the Chogyang Tribal Council. Back in May of 2010, the Chogyang Tribal Council, along with several other tribal councils in the region, asked the EPA to use a power granted the agency in the Clean Water Act to stop development of the proposed Pebble Mine. That request resulted in the EPA deciding to conduct the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. Samuelson thanked the EPA for stepping into the Pebble Mine issue and then took issue with how the state government has handled the matter.
We've had three governors that doesn't support us. Most of the Republican legislature does not support us, both in the House and the Senate. They don't even come out here and have hearings with us. They don't even recognize our subsistence needs, or let alone our tribal status out here. The state is on a whole different mission, and I find it really ironic that your agency, all the way from Washington, D.C., has the interest to come up and listen to us when our own state has turned their back on us.
The proposed Pebble Mine would sit on state-owned land, and the position of the Parnell administration and many state lawmakers is that it would be inappropriate for the EPA to circumvent the existing regulatory framework by stopping development before the Pebble Limited Partnership applies for permits that would start the NEPA permitting process. During her closing comments at Tuesday's meeting in Dillingham, McCarthy didn't shed any light on whether or not the EPA would use its 404C authority to stop large-scale mining in the region. However, she did label Bristol Bay as very important.
It's our responsibility to make sure that we understand the issues underlying those decisions, what the science tells us, and what it means for the people that the Environmental Protection Agency serves. And that is you.
With that, McCarthy and her entourage headed out the door for a planned trip to Iliamna. Her trip was scheduled to include a visit to the proposed Pebble Mine site, facilitated by the Pebble Limited Partnership. The partnership still plans to release the mine plan sometime later this year, with a goal of entering into the NEPA permitting process late this year or in early 2014. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.